When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, this evening, we shall begin with Romans 14 from the 10th verse. But why dost thou judge your brother? Or why dost thou set it not your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So, friends, giving an account, I was thinking of Jacob. You know, poor Jacob lost a lot of years. If he had just been a very ordinary person, without all that guile and cunning and that cleverness, if he had just been one of those very ordinary people, he wouldn't have suffered half as much. Imagine mourning for a son who was almost on the throne of Egypt. Does it make sense? My son is gone. I've lost him. And now I am going to lose my Benjamin also. See, after all, he was asked a very ordinary question. Genesis chapter 47. You know, when Joseph took his dad at the time of great famine into the land of Egypt, Genesis 47, and Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old are you? How old art thou? Pretty innocent question, normal question. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. And how does he describe these years? Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. Now, as he looked back upon those 130 years, this is how he assesses them. They have been evil. I didn't do much good. I brought evil upon my own children by my cleverness. My dad used to often say that Jacob's nature got hold of 10 of his children, and only 2 of them, that's Joseph and Benjamin, appeared to escape that tremendous backwash that came from Jacob's life, the dad's life, an unsanctified life, I refer to hidden sin and confession of hidden sin. Now, of course, King David's confession is there in the 51st Psalm. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. You know, after all, the confessional is, some of you may not know what it is. It is that special enclosure where people in the Catholic Church go and confess to the priest. My, what evil has come out of the confessional? What horrible sin? What pregnancies? What affairs? What abortions? What? Confessional produce all those tragedies in lives? No, that's not confession. We confess to the Lord. And the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. Hey, why can't I come and tell you I told a lie? I'm preaching to you today, but yesterday I told a lie and I asked pardon. You know, people are not afraid of a lie. And, you know, to discover the lies which people speak, you need royal commissions. And after spending so many millions of pounds, the royal commission comes to a conclusion, finding it is hard to pinpoint the exact lies of this particular person or some such thing. Nations are finding it very hard today to prosecute corrupt officials. They know they are corrupt. They know they have amassed wealth not by legitimate means. Wealth disproportionate to their actual earnings. They know all that. But they cannot prosecute the person. Of course, China takes them before the firing squad. There's no reprieve from that. But the free nations want to at least give a fair trial. How can you give a fair trial? There is no acknowledgement. I do not know how much money is being pilfered in this very country. I was in a supermarket some time ago. I just ordered something very small from the bakery, and the salesman put the money in his pocket right in front of me. I said, look, I'm not going to let this fellow get off with this pilferage. I said, give me a bill. You know how long it took for a bill to be produced? Deceit in almost every area. And when it comes to examinations, professors want to come by and help the students to cheat. So in some places, students are having to say, I'm sorry, sir, I do not want to accept your help. I don't want to cheat. And this is the way people are passing certain examinations. Cheating. And what is the hardship about confession? When you come to the cross of Jesus, you say, as some people, you know, who have been in our meetings, they return the degrees back to the institutes or universities that gave them. One civil engineer, boy, he said, I got my admission into this university by cheating, so I don't want to use my degree. I had to tell that young fellow, okay, you have confessed it to the university. You have said to the university, I cheated and got into this class by false declaration. They said, okay, we pardon you, and that's over. Now you say you don't want to use your degree. You know how hard it was to convince that fellow? Okay, you confessed to the university. But he was so stricken in his conscience, He said, yes, I'm a civil engineer, but I don't want to use my degree. I got it the wrong way. When you come to the cross of Jesus, accountability, confession, these things are so normal. There's nothing to hide. And then you're a free person. But when you're hiding something in your heart, my, what a hindrance to your family. What a hindrance to your children. So Jacob's sin came upon all his children except those last two fellows. Few and evil have been my years. And Jacob says, I have not arrived at the life span of my father. You know, his father Isaac lived to be 180 years. And of course, Abraham lived 175 years. And here is Jacob at 130 describing his life. Few and evil have been my years. You know, friends, our lives can be so fruitful, so blessed, and we can leave such a heritage. But you know, it's a good thing to go to God and say, Lord, let me render an account to you. Here are my vast opportunities. And look at all the light which you gave me. So much light. I did not walk according to this light. I came short. I failed you. I could have done so much good. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it shall be counted sin. Accountability. You know, when Paul rendered this account, I have run the race. I have finished the course. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I wish all of us will be able to say that. Let us pray. Let us tell God, Lord, how am I running the race? How are my years before you? How are my motivations before you? Has your kingdom ever come first in my thinking? Have eternal souls ever come first in my planning? So help us, Father, always to be ready to render an account to you. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.